But they kept saying Los Angeles. They're saying Los Angeles is carrying out their annual homeless count, as 75,000 were sleeping on the streets in county on one given night last night. They said in Los Angeles County, 75,000. But dude, they found tunnels in Modesto.
No, that's here in Brooklyn. That's here in Brooklyn. Do you think they tunneled all the way to Modesto?
They're like, what do you think? Do you think we got to the top of that working on? We know how to dig.
Dude, these Jews went from Modesto.
If you're
going to
build a tunnel, you build a tunnel. You don't just stop. What am I stopping
in
Crown
Heights?
We
were trying to go to China, but we stopped in Modesto.
Hello? Dude, it's so funny that a Jew popped up like Bugs Bunny. And he's like, should have taken a left in Albuquerque. And then went back down. That's what that guy coming through the grate should have said.
It was very funny the way he came out of there, dude. It was like very groundhog-ish. Pop back down. I wanted him to go up, pop down, and then his hat to stay on the sewer. Yeah. You know what I mean?
and then a hand grab it down. But they said that these people were living in furnished caves on the bank of a river 20 feet below street level.
Leave those people alone.
That's exactly my point.
Leave those people alone. They created a life. Leave them alone.
So you know, like the mole people in New York.
There's what's funny is I've read these articles and seen that doc on YouTube about those guys, and then they started... what's the best word? Excavating them. They removed them and you're like, leave those people alone.
Leave them.
They're not doing anything
wrong. Dude, if they're living under the ground, let them come outside and occasionally
get a little peek.
I do think, when is the internet going to infiltrate that? And they'll start being like influencers where they're TikTok. It's like the day in the life of a mole person where they do that corny.
Get ready with me to be a mole person.
Yeah. And they do this over the camera where they push on it and it goes back and they're like, I put my soot on and now I can crawl around.
Dude, it's so funny to think that the mole people became a reality to the generation that grew up with the movie Hackers.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that's who lives down there.
Yeah, these sexy Angelina Jolie on rollerblades.
No, that's not who's down there. Right?
Yeah. And mine was always, and I bring this up all the time, but I always thought it was like the Foot Clan, where I was like, oh, runaway teens who know a basic level of karate.
Yeah, no, but those kids are all in the Midwest. The runaway teens that know a little bit of karate are in Ohio, in the Outer Banks of Ohio. That's where everyone, I think, that runs away as a teenager must live in the Midwest, because they always go missing in Indiana, in Minneapolis. Like, they're always
there's
in the Midwest.
There's a beacon for runaway teens that draws them to that
the Midwest,
state. I'm thinking right now how hard of a time Shredder would have getting the Foot Clan with fentanyl out there.
Oh, yeah, dude. Good
He's
luck.
He's like, damn it, I lost another one in his mask.
Rocksteady, stop smoking crack.
Bebop, stop giving them fentanyl. I'm losing all my soldiers.
By the way, Bebop and Rocksteady, you know Rocksteady definitely had the plug.
Oh, yeah,
a doubt.
For sure.
He just had
was
it.
Was he the rhino with the helmet?
Yeah.
He was like, I got a guy. I got a guy.
You know that
Brooklyn.
Guy's got a guy.
Yeah, he's like, I got a guy that can get some cheap
Shredder,
shit.
Shredder's, I remember pausing the movie to watch, to look at his costume, like, or his outfit intricately, because it was fucking rad. That helmet was so cool.
You're talking about the original?
Yeah, the OG.
TMNT.
Yeah, the original.
The best one.
It was so cool.
Where April kind of wanted to fuck Raphael?
She did. 100% she did.
That was a weird thing that I picked it up as a kid, and I was like, lady, you're trying to fuck a big turtle? You freak.
Yeah, but you don't know what he's packing, dude.
Dude, she's like, April O'Neil had some horrible ex-boyfriends to get her to the point
to get
where she's
turtle
like,
fucking a turtle?
I'm going to fuck a turtle. Some guy named Lance. And he goes, yeah, you remember April, that stupid bitch reporter I dated?
Yeah, what happened to her?
She's dating a ninja turtle. Good luck.
I heard those guys are pretty sick, though. I'm not going to lie.
He's like, Raphael and April, when their relationship's like kind of on the rocks, and he's like, hey babe, did you see my sigh? And she goes, I washed it. He goes, fucking bush is still
you
living.
You can't wash it. I said that. It's like
rusts.
A cast iron pan.
It rusts.
You just have to baby oil it and put it fucking back.
Casey Jones absolutely would have been a part of January 6th.
Yeah, without a doubt, dude. One of the leaders, in fact, like one of the first in, for sure. Like,
I got a whole golf bag full of weapons.
Yeah, dude. It was baseball bats, golf clubs.
My favorite action figure of the series was Casey Jones.
Yeah, it was the coolest. It was the most real of a guy that you like in your family. Like, that's like an uncle I have. You know what I mean?
My uncle Casey hangs out with Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, and everyone goes, yeah, we're trying to help him out. But
he got on some internet, some fringe shit.
He's falling off the wagon. Yeah, QAnon led him to hang out with turtles underground.
I'm telling you, there's all the, and they're Democrats.
Yeah, they're all libs. Yeah. They're all fucking hardcore libs
all
down
these
there, dude.
Turtles are libtards. And you go, Casey Jones, what's up with your fucking bad attitude?
Chill out, Casey.
Yeah,
man.
That whole world, like Seth Rogen, I watched it one night in the hotel He did a great job with the new Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I heard it was... I didn't watch it, but I heard he did a good job. Teenagers,
they kind of like... You were waiting for them to do that with Spider-Man, like actually make him a teenager.
Yeah, make him kids. Because that's what they are. Because in the original, they were all grown men.
Yeah, they're like,
they were like 45.
Hey, Master Splinter. Yeah. The voices of contractors from like the fucking... Hey, Master Splinter, what can I eat no pizza up there?
I got to figure out my 401k. Then we'll take the enemy on.
The next evolution in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is letting us write a very adult script with all the things we just...
That's actually rad. I would like the no longer Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Would be great to see like geriatric mutant Ninja Turtles.
Or just like mid-40 turtles.
Yeah, bad. Someone has sciatica.
Oh, Donatello's in love sciatica. With an OnlyFans girl. Like he's gotten suckered because he's a nerd.
He gets catfished. He's like, I'm flying around here from Russia.
Oh, stop. He's on 90 Day Fiance. Yes. He's like, I moved to New York's sewer system. They fight Shredder. I know. Michelangelo would be dead. Would, because I think he would be the one, the part, because
Donatello
party.
Would be doing the best financially. He'd be successful.
He stashes money away.
Yeah, 100%.
Raphael Zid Rikers for a violent
he's
crime.
Rikers for sure, dude. And he's Simpson. Tried to escape a few times.
Yeah, but he's holding it down.
Yeah.
The ninja skills help.
Yeah.
Michelangelo is dead because he is a party dude.
He overdosed. He OD'd. Yeah, for sure. We opened the movie on his funeral.
Oh,
that he
my
OD'd.
God. And then Leo's like, come on, Don. Someone spiked his heroin. They hot packed him.
We have to find out who did it. That's the press. Yeah. That's the evidence
which,
for the film.
Which is crazy because, you know, as a comic book fan, they did The Last Ronin with Ninja Turtles and it was like a darker look.
Yeah.
If all of them were dead except Michelangelo and he carried around all their weapons. But I want... A real, I don't want like
give me reality. If we're gonna make up fantasy, give me reality.
Exactly. Give me a dose of like Leo got married.
Yeah.
And maybe he regrets it. He's fat now. He's not in shape.
And he had to take on like a couple of side gigs.
Yeah, he's like, I used to be eating pizza and kicking ass.
You know how expensive private school is?
Do you know what it's like to work at Hertz in the corporation part?
Yeah.
It's not
glorious. You're not even at a location. I'm at the building.
I got to go to a home office. They're going to move us to Toledo or wherever they're located. He comes back. Splinter's dead. From cancer, from some weird,
he
like...
He did, he died. Unfortunately, he did die. In fact...
It turns out fucking with that ooze.
That ooze was it, yeah.
Loaded with carcinogenics.
Yeah, how could we have known?
Yeah.
It was glowing
It was radioactive. It was right there, Splinter.
Splinter, right in front of us. I could have never guessed.
I didn't know.
How could I have known?
The tumors were the size of softballs.
But by the way, his last words, he smiles, and as he does, he has goo in his teeth.
Yeah.
He has that really ominous laugh, too.
I didn't like it.
It was so creepy, dude. It fucked me up when I was a kid.
Yeah, because you see him scurrying around and you're like...
He's supposed to be a father figure, even to the viewer. He's supposed to be this like comforting father figure. But when he would laugh and stuff, it made me really uncomfortable.
You know what it was like? Because we were both raised by single moms. Mm-hmm. It was the boyfriend that you liked up first and then it wore off. And you're like, I don't know if I like Keith.
Do I like that guy?
Yeah, you're like, he laughed weird. And it's that thing. It's one thing that they do.
Right.
Where they laugh weird and you go, I don't like that.
Yeah, like the guy that laughs after he says something. That's a guy I knew in my family that he'd be like, well, that's how it is. Every time.
And you go, what is that?
Why are you laughing? I hate it, dude. It bothered me so much. Why are you laughing?
Why do you do that?
Why?
I always ask like a curious African guy.
Yeah.
Why do you laugh like that?
Well, that's that clip. Why are you gay?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Who says I'm gay?
Yeah.
You are gay.
You are gay. Who says that? You are gay. That guy rules.
He's so for sure about it.
I remember when my favorite time that was used on the internet was they were talking about cross platform Xbox players playing with PlayStation. All the PlayStation players to Xbox. Why are you gay? And I was like, dude, what a nerd. What a nerdy way to use that clip. Dude, there was a...
Why are you gay? By the way, I want this.
Oh, I mean, that's a legit...
shit.
That's legit.
Fins up, dog.
That's from McDaniel.
I know. Fins, I can tell. Who else would it be from?
But he sent me and I was like, you just sent me a ball?
He just put it in the mail?
Like, he gave me a box with like a bunch of dolphin stuff. Because when your friend coaches, it's like...
It's your oldest friend, right? He's like childhood friends?
Yes, in seventh grade. He will... I'm trying to get him on the podcast. I'm like, dude, come up. Because
he's so good on media days.
He's
hilarious. Be perfect on
That's
this.
Him. That's 100%.
No, you can. You honestly, you can tell. The vape joke was my favorite.
When he hit, I mean, dude, what's funny is I was at that game.
They pressed him about it, too.
I was at the game.
Yeah.
And he hit the vape on TV.
It was so rad.
And they were like, you know, I was like looking at Twitter, just like halftime or whatever. Or whatever happened. Might have been between the third and fourth quarter. And I was like, I'm sitting next to his wife. And I was like, ah, shit. And she goes, what? I go, Mike got busted vaping. And she did like the, not even like, oh, he wasn't. She was like, God,
Michael.
Damn it. Michael.
I told you. But also, why can't a coach vape on the sideline?
They used to rip butts in the dugout in baseball.
I don't understand. Yeah. Well, football coaches used to smoke cigarettes on the sideline.
Here's what I'm blown.
They're not playing.
Here's what I'm blown away with vaping.
Yeah.
And this shows my age. And you're the same age. I'm blown away when people vape or do snus or Zins without ever smoking cigarettes or dipping tobacco.
In their whole lives. Yeah,
You start with a vape.
Yeah,
Katie and I have this conversation a lot.
Yeah.
How the fuck are you going to start with a vape? Because we both miss smoking cigarettes so bad.
I like it.
Did you like vaping?
No, smoking.
Oh, how long did you smoke? You started Arizona State?
Yeah, I mean, I started late high school, but then I really got into it in college.
I mean, Arizona State.
Yeah, you had to. It came in the dorms. They gave you cigarettes.
Here's a pack of Marlboro Lights.
When you move in.
Also, here's a starter kit on how to do coke.
First of all, it wasn't Marlboro Lights. You know what it was. It was Parliaments.
Parliaments. I should have thought. ASU.
ASU,
with the coke.
Yeah, a little coke bin, dude.
Yeah, that's how you found out which one of your friends did blow. When they when they bummed you a Parliament, you're like,
why do you only smoke Parliaments? It's just convenient.
Yeah, they go, I don't know. It's cool. Okay. Look how the filter looks in the thing. You're like,
all right, just put a bump in there if you're going to give it to me.
Then. Yeah, why is your jaw off the wire right there? Like,
I think I started and stopped a dozen times. I actually talk about it now in my act. I smoked again. It's been like 6 months, but I was
sneaking it again.
Just life bullshit.
Can I ask you
just getting me back into the darkness. You
this
know,
this is almost like a sexual thing because I want to know what it's like.
I'd walk to the club and smoke. That was like my favorite thing by myself quietly.
What was the first one like back? And how did you get there?
I got there for some really bad family news.
Okay.
And I was
great.
Like, and I went
can
to
I tell you what? Sure.
Gonna,
I can see
this
that
is,
coming. Gonna,
this is so fucking stupid and funny. I bought a friend of mine in my neighborhood, because I live in like a neighbor in like a suburb.
Yeah.
And I bought a little electric scooter that I could just putz around the neighborhood for fun, like go to the store and get some. It's fun. And no one sees me on it. But it was, dude, this is like such sad stepdad shit. When I got this terrible news, I just got on the scooter and I told my lady, I was like, I'm just going to just cruise around for a little while. Just to like clear my mind.
Ride.
Yeah. So I just put my headphones on.
And also the noise an electric scooter makes when you first take off is such bitch shit.
Yeah, I know. He goes, dude, it's awful. And then I went to my local convenience store.
Pick up John Connor and run from the Terminator.
Get on. I went to my local shop and I bought, I don't even know why. That wasn't really planned. I just
stopped by.
So you
didn't have the thought on the drive?
Not really, no. That little convenience store in my neighborhood I go to all the time for like snacks, bullshit. And I thought maybe I wanted like a candy bar or a piece of gum or something to drink.
Something naughty.
Just something, anything, just something. And then I was like, fuck it. I don't even know. It literally hit me out of nowhere. And then I got a pack and I went to a park.
What'd you get?
I bought American Spirits.
Listen, natural tobacco.
I just don't smoke anymore.
Giving
so I
money
like,
back to the natives.
That's right, you know?
I love it.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
And I just bought a pack of American Spirits. It was like the first thing I saw.
He who hears bad news.
Muffs.
Thank you for buying American Spirits. He who smokes when sad.
He
thank
who smokes
you.
When sad.
Yeah, for the great red warrior has bought another fire stick.
I bought it. Yeah. Went to the park and it was at night. There was like a men's softball team playing.
Oh, watching gay men play a form of baseball.
Uh-huh. No, playing a sad form of baseball.
Yeah.
I just sat and smoked on the back of this bench and watched them. It was kind of blacked out because I was just bummed. And I just sat and I smoked two or three.
But that first,
it was incredible.
Was it gross or was it?
No, it was great.
You're just like,
I loved it.
Oh, that's what I keep thinking.
The thing that turned me on the most was the click of the lighter as the flame hits the first a tip.
I'm telling you right now, we make the noise. Katie and I always make the noise of lighting that cigarette. The first one where you go like that, and you go.
Oh, dude.
And you're like, I'm back. Because when I'm back, I've been off for 10 years.
Yeah, you're a good boy.
If I come back.
You haven't even hit it once?
No.
No slips. Oh,
dude, if I come back, I'm back.
Wow.
If I come back, she's back. If she comes back, I'm back.
Was she smoking again?
She just got off Nicorette a month ago.
Yeah, it's hard.
Dude, it's crazy. She had to quit smoking twice.
So I got, but also.
So where did you put the pack? Did you hide it?
I threw it away. I know that's very wasteful, but I threw it away.
She had three cigarettes.
Yeah.
You didn't leave it out for like a bum?
No, because I felt so guilty about it because I had told...
Did it kill your hooker? You had to strangle her and put her in the river.
Yeah, dude, you can't take that
you
home.
You fucking dirty bitch, you're gonna die. And you crush the bag. No, you leave it out. So some guy goes like pushing a shopping cart, and he goes, "There's no way. There's
full pack of cigarettes.
Where? All the guys in the tunnel are gonna go nuts." Yeah, dude.
Wait till I tell the turtles.
Oh, Leonardo's gonna shit. Little tiny pellets, because that's what turtles shit.
I thought about it, dude. I thought about.
So you throw it away.
Yeah,
but you're not done. You just said.
No, I wasn't done. Yeah, no, I went back to the well a few times. I'm good now. I'm actually in much better. I'm good now.
Good. Did the family stuff shake out?
Yeah, I mean,
out?
It's all, you know, it's like sad. Everything. It sucks. But I mean, like, I've since dipped my toe in a few more times. I had a little bit of a run, but I put it away again.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, where I fantasize, it's like the third time you're fucking around, where you're on the road and you're like, I'm gonna go get us some smokes.
Yeah.
And then you just have a smoke in the back of a venue. Mm. God, smoking on the road.
The best.
Just smoking at work. Anyone will agree.
Yes.
Any job you have, smoking cigarettes gives you, cigarettes do two things for you that are that should be on the pack as benefit to counterbalance the mouth cancer they're gonna tell you you're gonna get. You can get out of any bad conversation.
Yep, I gotta go smoke.
And it gives you something to do at work that isn't work.
Yeah, it gives you a break.
Yeah, it's a break. Legit break.
Yeah.
Smoke breaks when I was a waiter were the best.
Rad.
Hey, watch my section. And then you'd go outside and just have that like.
Takes you away. You really get to a little. It's truly like an escape route for a little bit, like a little.
But then when you keep going and you wake up wheezing and you wake up and
obviously you know the detriment. And also if your significant other doesn't like it, then it's a whole conversation.
So this is great.
I told her pretty quickly that I was bummed.
You just walked in. You're like, baby, I smoked.
No, it was later in the night.
She would kill me if I smoked and I didn't do it with her.
Right. Of course.
I would be in trouble. Yeah. If I brought home a pack of Camel Lights and I went like, this is going to happen. She's so ride or die that I know Katie would be like,
I'm going down with you. Yeah, let's go on the roof.
Let's go downstairs.
Now,
let's
my
go
wife never smoked, so for her it was like she's never been like
non-smokers don't get it.
No, but she's never been judgmental. She's always like, I know you don't want to do it, so she would push me to not do it. You know, it's almost like the support system is great, but you're also like she's not. It's never like a fight.
But you want to explain to her. You go, it's so fucking good.
It is. I mean, I think she knows. You got to know. It's like heroin. You're like, how good is it? It's like, dude, it's the best. I've never done it and I know it's the best. You know it's the best. Even if you've never done it, you just know.
You know it's so good, it'll ruin your life.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, it's got to be good if it can kill you.
If it's that good. That's why vaping never seems like it was so good it could kill you.
But that's going to kill somebody. People's arms are just going to fall off.
Oh, my God.
The detriment from that in 20 years. I tell O'Connor all the time. He rips at that thing all day, every day.
And St. Germain's like that. I have a bunch of friends that rip vapes. And they're like... You know what it reminds me of is when I used to do weed, when I would vape weed when it first came out. Like when it first came out, I was like, oh, what is this? Right. I could just smoke. But then I noticed I was getting stoned in a worse way. I was getting stoned in a way where I told Big J it was like hitting a flask all day. And then you're just like blackout.
Lucid.
Like,
yeah, I didn't like
whereas
that.
Whereas smoking weed, it smells. You have to burn it somewhere. So like when I'd go outside... You just take in a little, then you go back inside.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's what vaping tobacco, you're just like vaping nicotine. You're just like constantly on it.
And
whereas
dude,
cigarettes, you have to go outside.
Yeah, it's an inconvenience, which is also the best part about it.
It's the difference in finding your Christmas presents versus unwrapping them.
Totally.
Whenever people were like, did you find your Christmas presents? You're like, I don't want to blow that.
I didn't look for them,
The fun part's unwrapping and be like, what the fuck?
Or being like, oh, okay, thank you.
That's why going out, packing it, unwrapping it, pulling that third one from the left.
It's a great cultural thing. Yeah, third one from the left.
You flip it, and then you pull the other one.
Yeah.
Dude, the second...
You're making me want to smoke now.
I know. I'm making me want to smoke. I'm goosing us up.
Smoke.
I'm like the dog at the pound that's making us howl.
Right.
Like, oh!
Cut to us literally just smoking halfway through this podcast. Yeah. Just ripping
Katie's just sitting in between us. She's fucking having a cigarette. She's just sitting there and Myrtle's just scratching at the door. You're like, go away.
No, she's smoking. Myrtle's got to smoke. Give her a square, dude.
Give her a fucking burner, dude.
Are you still smoking weed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, peep the corner.
I'm off of everything.
Oh, you're off everything.
Well,
for what?
We'll
for how
see.
Long?
I don't know.
You're just doing it?
I put away the sauce for a little while.
Because as someone that quit drinking, the people that do dry January, I go like...
Oh, no, it's not dry January.
My mom did it, which is good.
I just put away the sauce.
Was there a thing that happened? Was there a dead kid?
Well, I mean, dude.
I'm talking about an accident you woke up in?
Yeah, I'm talking about a little bit on my act, but I went to the fucking doctor, dude, and took all my blood and did like a physical, and he was like, your cholesterol is like alarming.
Really?
I'm on fucking medication now.
Yeah, dude, we're at that age.
I'm on statins, and he's
like, you're 40, bud.
He's like, dude, you gotta chill out with what.
Candy's
you know.
A problem for us.
See, I don't eat a lot of candy.
Well,
I mean,
when you quit drinking.
Yeah, now that I don't have a drink at the end of the day.
That sugar.
I know it's bad.
You got
like
any ice cream yet?
Oh yeah, dude, come on. Yeah, it's the best.
No. I hope you're enjoying the episode. Which episode is this? God only knows. This is a generic promo. I'm on the road. February 3rd, New York Comedy Club in Stamford. February 4th, The Funny Bone in Hartford. February 17th, I am at The Wilbur in Boston. There are two shows. First show sold out. Second show, tickets are available. DanSoder.com. And then Cleveland, Hilarities, February 22nd through the 24th. All at DanSoder.com. Let's get back to that episode. What a barn burner. I am such a sucker for voices.
Yeah, if you can do so, I think it's such a rare art that, and it's not even what I do, but like I see guys
but
that
we're
do
both it. Guys that can do it.
I do
don't.
Like to do it. I it's like fun. Caricatures. I like, but I see guys that are really talented like that, and it's something like, you know, who's really good is Jay Farrow.
I was just going to say Jay Farrow.
I mean, dude, he's a magician.
He's unbelievable.
I watch him work. He's pretty good.
There's a clip I watch of his. There's like YouTube clips that I go back to when I want to laugh. And it was from a couple of years ago. He's doing Kevin Hart's New Year's resolutions on a morning radio show. And there's little things that he does that makes me laugh so hard. Where he goes, yeah. Ha! Bam.
Yeah, right. That's Kevin goes, does that all the time.
And he goes, all right, I'm going to the moon. Yeah, and he goes, yeah. I'm going to the moon. I'm going to extend my legs. Bam. But it's Jay Farrell's nailing it. One of my favorite things he used to do on SNL was Stephen A. Smith, when he would be like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm friends with Dwayne Wade. The man feeds me seedless fruits. And it's like stuff like that. And I was like, dude, this is so goddamn good. And when you're around people like that, we know, people will be like, ah, do Macho Man or like do like that. But I get why they do that.
Of course, because it's
rad
to hear.
Because when I'm around Jay Farrell, you're like, what would Stephen A. Smith have to say about that?
Yeah. Would he be bummed about this like, the way that you are?
Yeah, you're, like if I'm going to be around you, I'm like, hey, do Mark. Because I like, my favorite thing about voices is putting them in situations
right.
that would never happen.
They don't belong.
That's why I always loved doing Woke Rodney. That was always funny because you're like, the thought of Rodney yeah. being woke now and just being like super left and being like, I'm telling you, you know who doesn't get any respect? Woman of color. And you're like, just like do it. Jay and I used to love to do right-wing Bruce Springsteen.
Right-wing Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, where he's
that's
like,
so good.
And the migrants took my daddy's job and stuff like that. And when I'm around voice people, it's like, I want to tell them where to put the voice.
Right, right. Build a wall.
Yeah, he's like, the factory got closed because of dirty Mexicans. And you're like, damn, all right.
Jesus, Bruce.
Bruce, what the fuck are you doing? But that's always been funny to me.
Yeah, it's put like, him in the wrong places always. That, well, that's like what SNL's original.
Yeah, they would make people say wild shit. And
yeah.
now they do it where they just say kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah, I just think now it's more of like they want characters based in. Either political satire or real common social things.
They should have hired both of us season 40.
Come on, man. What the fuck were they thinking? And they went with Pete Davidson.
Oh, Pete Davidson. He's a global superstar.
I know, dude.
Oh, I would have been drinking again and dead. I'd be dead
yeah,
right
I'd be
now.
Dead. Yeah, no, I'd be dead. Well, you see what it does. That thing breaks everybody.
Me and you would be doing like small restaurants where it's like previously from SNL. And you're like, this guy didn't even make a full season.
No,
like,
yeah.
I come in the green room. I go, Jay Farrow, do Kevin Hart. As president of Ghana.
And I'm like, look, I'm sorry. Dan's just going through a tough
time. He's going
time,
through
man.
It. Just
let him
have smoke
it.
Cigarettes.
Let him smoke a cigarette in there, please.
Dude, this story, I just read it this morning because it's, you know, NFL playoffs. So,
dun, 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 dun,
very
dun,
excited.
Dun,
go
dun,
Niners.
Well, I think the Niners are going to win. I hope.
Well, this is going
to
come out later. So, let's hope they're Super Bowl champions. Taylor Swift
yeah.
is like obviously all over the place because of the NFL. She's everywhere. But, dude, she has a stalker. I read this morning. She had a stalker that got out of jail an hour later, got arrested going through her trash outside of her apartment.
Well, commitment.
That's immediately what
that
I thought.
That is commitment, dude.
You're almost, stalking is dangerous.
Disgusting.
It's horrible.
But,
it's a mental illness. But when you see tenacity like
yeah,
that,
that's
you
really,
go, there has to be a part of Taylor Swift where she goes like, He is just obsessed with me.
Slow clapping as he walks away.
You're digging through the trash an hour out. Like the cops are like, no, don't you go by her house. And he goes,
where is it?
Is it on 28th? And then he's just outside in the trash. Do you think they caught him? Like, Martin. And he goes, he's just holding her panties that were in the trash.
Yeah. Both of his hands are filled with underwear.
I did it again. Like, making it
who, cool. Me?
Oopsie. I can't not be in her stuff.
It is creepy to think that the people get so into somebody.
Do you go through their trash?
They need to be near them. It's really... I don't know what that is. I don't know what mental kind of illness? Mental... Yeah, but what level is it? What do you categorize that as?
I think there's
It's not sociopathy. It's not psych... It's
I think
not
it's like a displacement. I think it's like a genuine, like... They have a completely different understanding of what the situation is.
Right.
Did you ever have weird OCD stuff when you were a kid?
I mean, yeah, that's so funny you say that. I did have some like small stuff, but I think about it when I go home. You know what I used to do when I got out of the shower? So, you know, you have the shower is the old knob that pushes in, and then obviously the little metal switcher.
You had to go from bath to shower.
Yeah. Once I turned that off, once I pushed in the shower to turn it off, I would have to push it down without it letting going down on its own. This is so fucking weird. I've never talked about this.
I love it because I know exactly the kind of weird shit
I used to have to
is.
Push it down before it would get down on its own.
Or the world would end.
The world would end and I would spin it three times. That's the weirdest part. That's so weird, dude. Yes. But I don't really have anything else like that anymore.
Well, because I think a lot of us grow out of it. Mine was I could never... I had to leave from the same entrance I came in.
Oh, wow. Always?
Very tricky. Of places I went a lot. And by the way, I wish this ended when I was a kid.
You still do it now?
I did it up into my late 20s.
Yuck.
In Queens. The bodega had two doors because it's on the corner.
I had to go out the other.
I had to leave the same.
But was that an entrance and an exit only? So you were that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, what a fucking annoying guy.
I'd be like, oh, sorry. I'm sorry. My brain's going to shut down if I don't do this.
And
right.
I see me in line going, dude, fuck.
Yeah. And I'd be like, I know. I knew. And then finally one day I was like, go out the other. Like I had to break it. Like I had to be like, go out the other way.
Yeah.
And then I did it a couple times and it was out. When I was young, I always had to have the lights. We had three light switches on our stairwell. Like one at the bottom, one up here, and then one around.
I know what it is.
They always had to be up.
It'd be up. Yeah, I knew that.
Positivity.
Yeah, that's right.
Positivity. Yes! Push it.
Soda!
Yep!
No, that is... Weirdo! I know that feeling. I actually still kind of do that in my house where the kitchen will have... The kitchen is... Our house is super old.
Yeah.
And the kitchen has like... three different switches that activate the same fucking set of lights, which is insane.
Yeah.
It's just, dude, some electrician was like, fuck.
I love it. I love an electrician being in someone's nice house going, I'm going to make their fucking life a pain in the ass. Yeah. There you go.
So when one is down, the other one's switch. Up, but I have to get at least the two closest in the front part of the kitchen on the same up and the other one can be down because I don't see it.
Has the wife ever caught you doing something like that?
I've told her. She knows, dude. She knows my.
You ever been caught doing something weird like that though?
No, but that is funny. It's like your pants are down,
dude. It is worse than getting caught jerking off.
By far, it's so much more embarrassing.
You go like, well, I, if I don't
explaining it is excruciating when you're like, no, it's because if this is not up, the flow of the.
This is like
because jerking off, you could just be like, I'm horny.
This is like fucking 12 years ago. The entrance exit thing.
Yeah.
There's a dance club called, it's shut down now, called Caprice. It was like Greek. It was in Astoria.
Mm-hmm.
Euro trash heavy. Like once past 1 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, that corner of where it was just like filled with dudes drenched in cologne. Like all these people just waiting to get into this.
I've been there.
Fucking horrible club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you just hear that when you're walking by? Yeah. When I had my chicken and rice coming home and you're just like walking by. It's like when people like bend, there's like Beamers and Benzes out front and people are like just Euro trashing the fuck out of it. And I was going to buy cigarettes with the girl I was dating and we did the entrance and then there was like a lot of people coming into the deli and I was like, we gotta go out this door. And she was like, there's an exit right there. And I go, no, you gotta go out this door. And there's like this feeling of her going, why are we going out this
door? Because it's supposed to be that way.
Because if I don't,
my grandma will die.
Do you want Mary Lou in the grave, you selfish bitch? But doing that and her being like that and then you going like, I gotta leave the same entrance as I always come in, and her being like, "What the fuck is wrong?"
That's
with
a that's like I gotta break up with this guy. Yeah. But I'm OCD particular about like cleanliness, and I'm like a weirdo about that. Like my car,
you have a clean car?
Oh my God, dude.
You would hate my car.
It's my car. I'm a car collector. I have a couple of fun toys, but I got to tell you, they are fucking spotless.
Wait, you're like a car collector.
Like, I like cars. No, of course.
You got like a garage?
No, I just have a
few. You want to see this Porsche from 1958?
Yeah. No, I have a few cars. I just like cars.
That's sick.
I like cars. That's my waste of money is cars. I like cars. That's the only thing I've ever loved since I was a kid. There's pictures in my room at my mom's house of, in photography class. This is so funny. I took photography in like, I don't know. I don't even know what year it was.
Are we going to find out you're one of those dudes that fucks cars? That like, you're like, you get caught by your wife. You get caught with your wife and you go, you don't know, you're like Troy McClure.
How small
like,
can the muffler be?
Yeah. You go, is there any technology to make it warm and wet?
And they go, what? And my muffler's just those, the inner sleeve of a fucking fleshlight. Yeah.
You go, I got to clean out the muffler. And you go, do you come in it?
No, sometimes.
I just cream pine my Honda.
I have to pull my car. When I pull a car into a garage, it has to be the same. Like there's a pole and my eyeline has to be perfect.
Yeah, I get that.
Pole. It's disgusting.
Did you ever have a dirty car?
No, dude.
Never. Did you get mad when your friends did?
Sometimes I wouldn't ride in people's cars if they were
filthy. You would have. If we would have hung out.
Like the guy that had shit spilled on his cloth seats, and I would always be like, the shame.
That's
nerve.
Pretty gross. I'm telling
like
you right
the
now.
The stains you would see.
I don't know. I had a lot of burn marks from smoking.
Well, high school cars were that way. I mean, everybody had
high
that.
School. This is fucking.
It was recently.
So I moved to New York.
I hated it. Dirty cars drew my, like people that use the second, people that use the passenger side as a trash bin.
There
fuck
we
you.
Go.
Fuck you. I
now
hate
you're
you.
Playing, now I'm like.
They're playing my tune, daddy.
I feel like that Jay-Z meme where I'm like, yeah, dude, if you got in my car, it was a sea of plastic bottles.
Just kick that stuff away. And they always go, oh, just move that shit. I hated it, too.
Yeah. And then I felt like I was so clean when I'd pull all the bottles and put them in the back seat. And I'd be like, open floor space. You're welcome, king.
Yeah. I don't know why I've always been such a neat freak about that.
Would
well,
you
I do
get mad
that.
In high school when your friends would like. Bring an open container or like a soda into your car. Were you like weird about it?
Couldn't do it. They couldn't. They weren't allowed. No, dude.
I always thought it was
dude,
so
dude, people
weird.
Can't bring drinks in my car. No, my food has never been inside any of my cars.
How do you pick up to go?
In my wife's car.
Do you really?
Yeah, 100%.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
it's that much
yeah.
that you're like, do not bring food.
Because her car is she's got a Jeep and it's like a fam. It's like our, that's like our shared mutual bang around. Like, I don't
but keep, not your car. Hypothetically.
No. My cars, I don't ever have food in.
Hypothetically,
you
right?
You cannot have food in my car.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
I'm in LA. Uh-huh. We're at the store. I've just gotten a burger from a place that I love. It's all in to-go shit.
Oh, good for you.
And we've got... the good for you makes me know. I already know this answer. But we've got to go somewhere else, and I have a bag of food.
Yeah.
You're not letting me get in your car with
you
that bag of food.
You got to finish that, my guy.
Really? 100%. You're going to make me eat it outside at the
I'll
store?
I'll tell you how funny this is. Bobby Kelly, when Bobby was in L.A., and he wanted something to eat late at night, and he was getting... Dude, Bobby's so
it's
funny.
It's on character?
Well, there was nothing open.
Yeah.
And where he was staying, he was like... There were so many other things we could have gone to in the city and gotten a meal, but he needed to get food and go to bed because he had to wake up early.
Sure.
So his hotel was in a weird part of the city. It was like in the valley, like deep in the West Valley. And
Bobby's excuse for that is always like,
dude, in the 90s, this was like the best...
Yeah.
The fucking best hotel in L.A., dude.
Yeah, dude.
And you go, well, it's 2023 or 24. We're fucking past
it
that.
Was, dude, it was so funny. I was like, why are you fucking staying out here? And he's like, they put me up here. I didn't.
That's what, yeah.
Yeah, they put him up there. So then the only thing that was open in that area was McDonald's. Literally nothing else in that far. And then he goes, oh dude, I'm on a diet, dude, I can't fucking, all right, I'll just get a burger, no bun. So I said, you want me to drop you off? Like, are you wanting to eat there? What do you want to take it to the hotel? I was like, do you want to just go get a meal? He's like, no, I gotta go. And he got it. And I rolled down all of the windows so we could go from McDonald's to hotel, which was like literally across the street, because I didn't want the smell of McDonald's in my car.
So that he's the only food.
That's almost probably the only time truly that it's been.
And,
it that, really, and I'm talking.
And it was a hot potato situation where you were like, and we're off.
And then, and this is genuinely across the street. Like, it was literally across
what
the street.
What if you're in your car and you need to get food and bring it home?
When do I? What do you mean? Oh, I mean for like dinner for us?
Yeah.
Fucking Uber Eats. Get it delivered.
You won't pick it up.
No.
That is nuts.
She knows, too. It's like a deal we've made.
Oh, so it's like a thing where it's not even on the table.
It doesn't even bother her, because if she was like, could you pick something up? I was like, I'll just pay for it to be delivered.
Rather than put it in your car. This is
but
awesome.
But it's also, that also stemmed from the fact that I don't want to go, if I'm coming home after a long day of shit, I don't want to stop somewhere and go get fucking food. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I just, groceries can go in the trunk.
Okay.
It's uncooked.
Uncooked. So raw materials.
Raw materials I'm okay with.
You put a sauce on something, get it the fuck out of here.
Dude, I'm exposing my shit so much. Dude, yeah, I love it's this. Such a weird,
but
I don't know
why.
You
know what? I think there's
it's
a way.
It's my little thing.
What I'm fascinated by is getting to the point where I understand it and I'm close.
Yeah.
Because I get that you're like, listen, I love cars. I spent money on
it's
this.
It's the only thing I love.
It's like this. It's my thing.
Yeah. It's like fucking with someone's collectibles. They're like, dude, that's what I like. And someone's like, why do you like this? It's like, because I like it.
Yeah, I never understood.
It bothers nobody else. I like it.
I never understood pissing on someone's parade.
Yeah.
Where you're like, just let them have it.
They like it.
Yeah, if they like their thing. Like, as growing up a professional wrestling fan, I've gone through the waves of it's gay, it's fake, it's gay, you're stupid.
It's fake and gay and you're stupid.
That's those are always the waves.
Right.
It goes, you know it's fake, you know it's gay, you know it's stupid.
Okay.
You're stupid for liking it.
Okay.
Because they can trick you and you go, sure,
fine.
I like it.
Fine.
Now we're here.
Right.
And then it always comes back. But then you see people, I called out Jared Fried on Instagram.
What is he like?
Because he was wearing a Degeneration X hat. And I was like, just on his Instagram, I said, name me your three favorite Triple H matches. Because I'm like, don't you take,
calling him out.
My culture isn't a costume.
You don't get to appropriate my culture.
No, dude. I've sat through, it's fake, it's gay, it's stupid.
Yeah.
You haven't.
You didn't endure that pain.
I'm excited for the Royal Rumble. I'm figuring out how I'm going to take out my future bride for her birthday and then get home to watch the Royal Rumble without upsetting anyone.
This is the same thing as the guy...
This is my food in the car.
Yeah, that's food in the car. This is your food in the car.
This is my food in my car. How am I going to watch Royal Rumble, but also celebrate my favorite human being on the planet?
Yeah, and they both can happen. They both can exist.
They can happen. And
there's
Peacock,
compromises.
Get it together with the fucking watch from the beginning, okay?
What, do they make you watch it from a midpoint or something?
Yeah, they go, and like if it starts, they go like, well, wait till the end and then you can reload it. And you go,
that's
like,
insane.
But old WWE Network with their pay-per-views would be like, do you want to watch it from the beginning? And you're like, yeah, because not everyone can time it out right.
How easy was the adjustment to call it WWE from WWF?
It upset me.
Because I always knew it as a kid as WWF, and that's all what I... To this day,
do you know the story behind that?
World Wildlife Foundation, right? They sued them.
But here's the crazy thing. Vince McMahon trademarked WWF for World Wrestling Federation in the United States. So it was locked.
So it's global.
And then it was globally the World Wildlife Foundation.
Mm.
And Vince McMahon went like, they're never going to be a problem. And then they were like, hey, we've got it everywhere but the United States. It's a problem for you. And then he was like, well, I'd rather just fucking get rid of it and change it to World Wrestling Entertainment.
Did they sue him? I thought they sued him.
Yeah, there was
them.
A big court case
that's
and then he
insane,
lost.
Insane, dude.
Yeah.
He did lose.
Stuff that's coming out now, there's some crazy shit.
About WWF?
About Vince McMahon, specifically.
Well, yeah, you summarize?
I mean, all that he's the leader of a carnival.
Yeah, dude. It's like if you're the... I mean, Barnum and Bailey, you know those guys, they were... Rapists and murderers. No, I have no idea.
Were they really?
No, I have no idea.
Dude,
no idea.
I would love if someone from the Barnum family went like, yeah, Mr. Santino, if I could. My father raped elephants, not people. You find out he's just like, he was fucking lions. You're like, oh.
It was all under the guise of beast. That's all the circus really was.
Dude, there's this news article I read today about this woman in Philadelphia that has a YouTube channel where she tortures animals.
No, you can't do that on YouTube. Wouldn't they ban it?
They arrested her.
If you say the B word that I just said, in fact, you'll have to edit it. They will demonetize you on, because we made a joke about it on Bad Friends and the B word.
Really?
That I just said.
Which
we'll
bleep it right now. To lay with
animals.
Yeah.
To lay with pup.
I wonder if what the biblical term is.
Yeah.
To lay with a beast. To lay with it.
To lay with four legs.
Yeah, to lay with four
legs. To lay with four legs.
We have to start doing old school shit.
But they fucking demonetized us for that because we were talking about a real story and they clipped us anyway. And I was like, how is that crazy? But this girl has a channel. Have you ever seen the, what was that? Don't fuck with cats. Did you ever see that
documentary.
This woman is, she
got charged with torturing and killing animals for YouTube audience. And
can't we do something drastic to this woman? Don't we get to beat the shit out of this woman in the streets or something?
So what's funny is when
people that fuck with animals, it's insane to me.
But I'm going to be honest.
Huh?
There's a part of the article where you're like, at the beginning when you're reading the article, you're like, this sick bitch killing animals. And then they go, it was frogs, a rabbit and a pigeon and you go like, well, like, this what were you doing weirdo. With that?
Yeah, like, you just changed
if it's
the
not
adjective.
Dogs and cats, you immediately go like, well, like, what was she doing?
Yeah, was she just like, was it science-based? Like,
frogs? Maybe frogs are into that. We don't know what frogs are into. They're changing their sex. They're fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because...
Torturing them, though, is disgusting.
To think you're going to get away with it is hilarious to me, where you go like, no, it's cool. Everyone loves this shit.
Yeah, and to post it is the... just well, if you're going to be a weirdo, just do it by yourself.
And we might have to edit this, but there is... the big B word is involved. Because, like, they started saying, like... she started sharing the videos last year, and then it got a little sexual.
Just shoving frogs up her ass.
Yeah, where people were like... she would request likes and engage with YouTube viewers before torturing the animals. Some of the comments were sexually charged.
Well, that's a comp for sure. Teenage boys.
Fuck that pigeon.
Yeah. Let that rabbit suck on your tits.
Yeah, put the pigeon in your pussy. The pigeon's like, what? What the fuck are you talking about?
I walked past a pigeon lady, by the way, the other day at Bryant Park. And it's just, look, I get that that's her thing. In terms of like...
wait, the lady from Home Alone 2?
She was there, yeah. No. I just blew my mind.
I've lived here for 17 years. I was like, yo, that bitch is for real? She's just walking around?
There's just a lady feeding a ton of pigeons. And yeah. I thought, you know, because then you have to walk by and then they get flustered and there's poop and they're flying in your face. And you're like, I'm not mad at her because this is the thing that's giving her any amount of hope or joy in her
Isn't
life.
It crazy that she wakes up and she's like, gonna go feed the pigeon.
She's so excited.
She like smells it. That's good. That's good pigeon feed. Putting her a little bag.
But it creeps me out that they develop such a relationship with them that they can like sit. They can let them sit on them, and it's almost like they've spin it into. This sounds crazy, but like normalcy. Where I'm that's not that big of a deal. Like initially, if I put a pigeon on your shoulder outside, you'd be like, get the fuck, what are you doing? But a couple of months,
but well, you know what's crazy is that's how tough Mike Tyson is.
He played with, he like befriended
normalized
pigeons.
Kissing pigeons. Yeah, we're like, this one's my favorite one. And we're like this, that's so cool.
Spread the word.
Yeah, it's like having a very rich or a very tough friend.
Yeah.
It's like all our friends that like Rogan's posts about elk meat. Yeah. Where you go like,
you're a vegetarian, Mark.
Why do you care about what a man is grilling? Always, whenever Rogan posts those, I just go immediately to who liked it to see who, which one of my friends
do you like it though?
Are you boot licking or do you like cooked elk with jalapenos?
Yeah. Do you like the posts? That's be honest. What I'm
saying. Like people watching Mike Tyson kiss pigeons and they go, totally cool. And in reality, if your friend Doug was doing it, you'd be like, you sick fuck, what are you doing? But it's Mike Tyson. He's like, this pigeon, he's really nice. Kiss him. And you go,
You would 100% kiss. You'd have to be like, I want to do it more, Mike. Thank
Can
you.
Can I give tongue? Is
Whoa,
tongue
this
too
is
much?
So fun,
it's
Mike.
Not the B word that YouTube will strike us down for. Don't get sexual with my pigeon. You're getting too into
it. Well, he said they were his only friends because
God, I love
they
that.
Didn't. They weren't mean to him.
I know.
When he said that, I was like, oh my God.
He is the toughest sweet boy.
Yeah, he is such a sweet boy.
That's ever walked the earth.
Imagine what he would do to you, though, if you've upset him. Sometimes when he gets really high on his podcast and he gets upset with, like Bird did it one time, and I think they got in a little bit of an argument, and it was really uncomfortable.
Because well, Bird, that's his thing, where he's going to go, nah, why would you say that, you know?
Tyson's like, why would you say, why would
why
I say
would
that?
Why would I say what? You're making me angry. Yeah. I don't think you would like me when I'm angry.
I just like when he goes, that's wrong. That's not right.
Yeah.
That's not right. And everyone gets quiet.
Yeah.
And they just wait for him to be like,
I'm okay now.
Yeah, he just you know breaks.
What it, is? It really is like those videos where you see like a powerful animal grab one of the human trainers, like it would be an orca or something, and they go like, okay. That feeling they have where they go like, we're playing along, because if you try to fight, he'll fucking kill you. Because like Mike Tyson goes like, everything's all right, and you're like,
like when you see one of those kids in Dubai or something, they have like pet fucking lions inside and
well,
shit.
Well, they're all oil baron kids and they're like, those are the ones that used to ride Escalades on two wheels.
Dude, I love that shit. I love that shit. Ball out.
Dude.
Ball out, dude. Go nuts.
If you see me at an airport sitting at a gate, good chance I'm watching those
videos.
Or you're watching me, same guys, slap around a lion.
When they smack, they'll smack like a cheetah in the face and then make it chase one of their friends. And they're all laughing. And I'm like, dude, this thing is one bad meal away from going, fuck it.
It's the Siegfried and Roy thing where you go like, Yeah.
That's what you get.
It was going to happen.
Yeah. Why did we think that was going to last? I can't believe it lasted as long as it did.
I think there were layers of magic in homosexuality that made us think that there was enough control on those tigers.
The gay shit overshadowed all the danger.
The tigers don't know gay shit. They're just like, what is this? What's going on? Yeah, and they're like, tiger, sit. And they're like, I've never seen sass before.
Watch us make love, tiger.
Yeah. You're going, that's what it was. He was like, I can't watch these guys plow each other anymore. I'm going to bite his fucking head. Yeah, dude, there's something powerful and dangerous and upsetting it. The second you feel like it's upset, you're like, no, 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 no. So I never liked horses.
Oh, bro, same.
You got on a horse and it's like, you're like, what? What did I do? Did I upset you?
You can also feel it doesn't want you nearby. I used to say that years ago when I had a friend whose girlfriend had horses.
Nice.
And they were like, come over and ride a horse. And I was like, no, thank you. I've never sat on a horse.
Really?
I have no need.
When I went to Poor Kid Summer Camp, my mom like sent me to, it's like a Christian summer camp. They had horse riding there.
Mm.
Fucking Mustard, dude. They put me on this old horse named Mustard. And I was like, hi, Mustard.
That's a good boy.
He tried to like put his head down and back up and have me fall over the front. I was like, and I'm not like an outdoorsy guy. So I have like raised by a mom bitch energy while I'm like, stop him, stop him. And the horse is like,
Mustard, I'm scared.
Mustard, stop. But you have that feeling where they're like, oh, this is an animal. It's not going to stop.
They don't want you on them.
Yeah.
That's why I was in Tampa and I was doing years ago. I did Ybor City, that improv down there. And they have a fuckload of cops on horses, a ton of them. And you're staring at that and I couldn't help but think of like, but that's such a waste of money. Just get a car.
Dude.
That thing is so much more expensive to take care of. By the way, also, you're not catching me if I'm running away.
No.
You're not catching me.
You know how fast? I'm going to break that horse's knees.
I'm darting, bro.
I'm going to Barry Sanders the shit out of it.
It's not cutting like this.
Yeah, that horse better be watching my hips because I'm going to shake them.
You should be looking at my belt. Watching my belt.
You were looking at my shoulders. That's why you got dusted. Why don't you pick your horseshoes up off the floor? There was a time where when I first moved here, I lived in Hoboken.
Yeah.
And Hoboken had, they've since made it illegal, but they had a St. Patrick's Day parade. Mm-hmm. That was I think they called it like the first St. Patrick's Day parade in the nation. So people went hard as fuck.
That can't be true.
I mean, like, it was always the first out of every city.
The first one to, like, that
they would do
year.
It early. Oh, not, man. Like, the first one of all time.
They're like, St. Patrick's Day, January 19th.
For real. They would run it, like, a week before Chicago would even think about it. That's and they'd funny. Be like, nah, we're going to do St. Patrick's Day. But it would go down Washington Street, and it was fucking nuts. And it was all day drinking or whatever.
Yeah.
But then at the end, my roommates and I went out drinking at night. My roommate Morgan was blackout, and when he'd get blackout drunk, we'd call him Morgus because he was a problem. That's what we said, the monster he became. He would do wild shit.
Yeah.
And we were outside, and Washington Street was still closed down, so we're all like going to a bar, and there's a cop on a horse, and fucking Morgan slaps the horse's ass.
Come
with
on,
the cop
bro.
On the horse.
Come on, buddy.
And watching that horse fucking, you know, like be like, what the fuck? And I just remember the cop going, don't touch the horse, because he was afraid.
Yeah,
because he's like, what the fuck are you doing? Morgan thought it was so good. He was blackout. He thought it was so funny.
That's why it's
like,
assaulting an officer. You know that, right?
Oh yeah.
If you
half
fuck
baked.
With a horse, yeah, you're assaulting baked. An officer.
Dude, that's crazy. I wish you would have gotten assaulted that, and then woke up hungover in jail. Like, why am I here?
Yeah, dude.
It's like you smacked a
your
horse's
boy
ass.
Hit a horse.
Yeah, fuck a. Hey, you know
fucking
what you did,
dickhead? How to fucking hit a
Some
horse?
Some New Jersey cop is like, so you think it's fun, huh? I back the blue. I don't know what you do. You touch that horse, you're not backing the blue.
You know, that was one of those meetings at the council where they were like, what if we paint the horses blue too? And they're like, all right, Mikey, fucking
all
walk
right.
outside.
Officer Deluvio, that is not necessary.
More, my brother owns a paint store. We could go get a whole bunch of fucking paint. Paint on them horses blue.
It's a local business. It's good for business.
You want to support local businesses in Hoboken or not?
We could call them like Blue Mustangs.
Yeah, Blue Mustangs, you
the
know?
Blue Dude, it's...
Have you ever seen wild horses in real life? I mean wild horse, actually real.
Like just, no.
Horses in the wild.
Yeah, what are you, in Yellowstone? Where
are
you going?
Dude, yeah.
Where are you seeing just wild horses
I was up in, up at Lake Arrowhead in California, and we were up there for, it was my wife's birthday, I think it was. This is years ago. And we're in town, and it's summer, so, you know, not skiing up there or anything. We just wanted to go hiking and go fuck around in the mountains. And this woman at the shop was like, have you seen the horses? This is a crazy story. This is so
real rural lady energy.
Have you seen the horses? And I was like, what do you mean the horses? And she goes,
that same lady, though, when it turns violent, she goes, well, your blood's got to feed the son of Satan.
Right.
Like exactly. That same energy. Right, yeah, yeah. You go like, what the fuck?
She's the at the end of the film where she's yeah. like, I told you to watch out for the horses.
They must feed.
Yeah. She goes, go down route, whatever it was. And she gave us these specific directions. I put it down on my phone. And she literally goes, there was no signs on these deep county roads, but there was mileage markers, sure. You know? And she's like, you got to go down to this mileage marker, blah, 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 blah. Then you'll see wild horses that still are out just roaming in the plains.
Just hanging.
And she goes, they usually are around this chunk of land at this point. So we're driving and driving and driving, driving and driving and driving.
No food in the car.
No food in the fucking. Well, fuck no, it's a rental. That's okay. Fine. Rental's fucking.
Munch away.
I'll light them on fire. Yeah. I can't wait to get crumbs in the cracks of the seats. And then so we go, and then finally we're it's been an hour or something in the car.
So you're like searching for these fucking things.
Well, we're looking for these mileage markers, but also it doesn't feel like it's adding up time wise. And anyway, I was like, fuck this, dude. Let's just turn around. And like out of a shitty, like out of a poorly scripted film, we go to turn around. Like because there is no place to turn around. It's a 2-lane highway, right? And we go to turn around off the dirt road. There is the fucking mileage marker she's referring to. My hand to God, I was like, dude, this is fake.
Yeah.
And I go, should we go down this side road? And my wife was like, yeah, I mean, let's try. We drive down this road for like maybe a minute, not a long time. Sure enough.
No shit.
Boom. A fuckload of wild horses.
How many would you have
pictures of it. There was about 15 or 20 of them, maybe.
And they're just chilling.
And the woman goes, do not get out of your car. And I was like, why? She's like, they will charge you and they will trample you to death if you're out of your car.
Street horses, and dude.
Yeah, dude. They're this is hood. Well, one. They were all Crips. They were all Crips. Yeah, that's why they had moved.
Cubs?
Yeah, what up, cuz?
what are you repping, cuz? You gotta get out. You're like 66th Street.
I had to go like this to the horses. He's like, nah, he good.
Nah.
That's my cousin.
You know my cousin.
So I said, So she's like, don't get out of the car because genuinely, even as the car pulled up and we were far away. I mean, we were probably like 200, 300 yards away. And they were looking, you know, they're grazing and they're looking, they keep looking up and they keep circling around. What's crazy is they formed kind of like a weird, like a half moon wall around this perimeter. They were in a group and then they spread out. I mean, they're super smart. Apparently they're like really intelligent because, you know, they're out in the, yeah. They're chatting it up.
Yeah.
And you can tell they're kind of.
They're doing like the SWAT sign.
Yeah.
We'll get into a phalanx.
They did, dude. They got into the Flying V, the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, dog, horses run together.
And you could tell they were like waiting to see if we were going to make a move or get closer with the vehicle because they were just really like they held super still. And then we just slowly started to, you know, back up in reverse. And then as we took a few, you know, put my phone out, took a few photos. And then as we backed up and went away, then they just started to spread out and go over this horizon. But it was wild to watch. They are fucking massive. Wild horses are so big.
Yeah. Well,
you've seen them at, you know, whatever. I've gone to a horse.
Like the sad ones in Central Park and shit.
Well, those aren't horses, dude. Those are AI.
What do you, if you brought those out, if you brought one of those Central Park horses to one of those, they'd be like, what did they do?
They'd kill it immediately.
You think?
No, they would kill it immediately. I said that. How do they do with domesticated horses? And she's like, oh, they would murder it. What do you mean it's a threat? It's absolutely a threat to their pack. They would kill a horse.
Really?
I was like, that's crazy.
I didn't know horses got down like that.
Well, dude, wild horses are extremely defensive and aggressive because they have to be, right?
Yeah,
because
they're going to get tamed.
Yeah.
Then they're going to have little
no one breaks
they're going to have weaves in, and then someone's going to call, like, some little girl's going to be like, this is Cinnamon, and she likes when I get her. And they're like, I was in a fucking field like a month ago, dude.
I was like, do you know how big my fucking dick is? Do you know how big my dick is and how much this hurts my feelings?
It made a guy make this noise. When he got killed, remember Mr. Paws or whatever the fuck his name was? Mr. Hands? Yeah. That's nuts because if you're a horse, right? If you're just a wild horse chilling, you and your wife are in like
a little Hyundai Sonata or whatever.
Yeah,
the fuck.
But you're in like a little metal. It'd be like if you and me were hanging out, and then like an animal and like a human, like a metal human thing walked up and be like, what the fuck are you?
We would also flank it though. We would also angle and be like,
hey, chill, what's going on, bro? Who is this guy? And they go,
and then slowly backs away. It takes pictures with his eyes. It's like,
you'd immediately be like, I don't know what that was. I'm getting the fuck out of here. That's fucking.
They're beautiful. They're big, but they're aggressive as fuck. You can tell that they were really like,
dude, there's a book.
Don't fuck around.
Where's this? there's a book, Rogan talks about it a lot, but it's I love it. It's called, where is it? It's about the last Comanche chief.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's told me about
it.
Yeah. I think he's made me buy it on Amazon.
It's really fucking good. But
he gets points every book sold. That's why.
Oh, that's why? No, he's got points on the back end?
Yeah, he's got points on the back end of the
but
book.
But there was a, they talk about how the Comanche were just like these like bullied tribe.
They were like the most.
They were like little hill people, like little tiny little hill people. And all the other tribes were like, fuck you, which made them mean. They were like, yo, fuck you.
That's why they were like.
They're like, someday shit's going to change. Yeah. And then the Spanish brought horses over here to North America.
Oh, right.
And they got like, they're the best at breaking horses. So it's crazy to think these little mountain people saw these wild beasts and were like, they were so mad. They're like, I'm gonna get these motherfuckers to ride with me, and then I'm gonna fuck up everybody that ever shit on me. Because that's what they would do. They just got good at horses, and they were like, "Hey, Blackfoot, remember us?" Bop, 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 and just everybody.
Thus, every villain story is born from that very moment.
But they really were like, "Yo, you fucked with us so long." I forget what that book's called. Anyways,
I know he's told me about
Quinog
this too.
Parker, I believe, is the name of the chief.
But he's told me this before.
It's not Empire of the Summer Moon. Go check it out.
But he's talked about this book so much that these guys were the only guys that were able to break and tame horses.
Well, they said like the way that the Comanches would ride horses, it was like impossible. They learned how to like ride them bareback and would be able to like shoot a bow and arrow under the neck of the horse as the horse was running. They were able to like go under and accurately fuck your shit up. Moment,
even the horse is like, that shit was dope.
Yeah, he's like, dude, that's fucking cool. I mean, I don't like this, but that's cool
that's
as hell.
Sick, dude,
don't get me shot though. Do not get me shot. These whites in their fucking.
Don't let these whites shoot me, please.
And their Chinese gunpowder. Don't get me.
I loved the culture of the West, being both going to school in Arizona, but I knew it was never me, but I really did have a crush on it. But it was never for me. Like, I don't think I'd ever like live out in Arizona again.
Yeah, I have
a crush on it for some reason.
There was a part of me that resented it growing up in Colorado because it's so shoehorned into everything you do.
Yeah,
where
but
like,
it's High Plains too. That's also beautiful.
It's I love listen going back and like taking Katie to it and like driving through and showing her. It's like it's amazing, and I love that I grew up there. I'm very proud to be from Colorado, but there is two things that hit you where you're like, number one, I don't want to fucking hike all the time, so fuck kick rocks. Number two, we absolutely stole this land. you're like, you grow up there, you go 100p. I don't know what the deal was to make New York. It's not the same feeling as when you go out to like, you know, Laramie, Wyoming, and you're like, so we just were like, ooh, this is good. This is good. This is just chill. But there's this is the book. I love this book called The Heart of Everything That Is.
Let me see.
About Red Cloud. That shit, if you haven't read it, what's funny is before I knew Rogan, when he wrote that book, in his comments, I was like, you need to read this. Because it was the only time I was like, dude, it's fucking awesome. The Heart of Everything That Is by Bob Drury and Tom Clavin. It fucking rules.
Red Cloud is 100% my name. That's I
oh,
am Red Cloud.
Oh, yeah.
I am Red Cloud.
For he has the head of a red cloud in the face.
Imagine if natives saw a fucking ginger for the first time. How they'd freak the fuck.
Well, you know.
How hard would they laugh?
They talk about it, I think in this book, that there is pure-blooded Native Americans do not have the gene for hair loss. So they keep a full head of hair their whole life.
Fuckers.
It is not in their genetic code. The first time they saw bald people were white men.
Yeah, of course.
And we had long European noses. So they would call them bird people. They said that they were like, and literally they got vultured. Like they said that they were, and by the way, they would wear like high neck things. I think they would call them like vulture men because they had like the bald vulture head men. And the huge nose. And they'd be like, and they're like, oh, it's like fucking these guys. Yeah, dude.
No, I do love the West. I just
there's a part of me that's like, dude, when you read books about the West, I like pulling books out of my bookcase, like, which brings up another point.
He's never read any of these.
The Indifferent Stars Above is about the Donner Party, about when they got caught. It's a fucking great book.
Yeah.
Because of last podcast on the left, I read this book.
Yeah.
And it is gruesome. Like, what happened to those people? All because one guy goes, no, you can take that way. Yeah, go through the Sierra Nevadas. It's fine. Buy the map. And then they were like stuck and had to eat each other. But they bring up this point in this book that I never think about where they're like, yo, these motherfuckers that were going west covered in dirt and bugs.
Yeah.
Because nothing was It was just bugs.
There's no water.
They don't ever talk about
washing off.
But in the Old West movies and in the cowboy movies, they do one like with a fly, or they go like, yeah. They're not constantly like. I would be if I'm in the Old West. This is me. Just a banker from Illinois. He's like, I know we got to go out west. I'm like, but the bugs.
You'd be sleeping inside of the wagon with all the women.
Yeah, where I go, move over.
In the wagon?
Our tracker from the native goes, for you have a son that acts like a daughter.
I don't like it. It sucks.
A bitch he is.
Yeah, for he is what we call bitch made. Like, this fucking sucks. Dude, I have one more question before we stop recording.
Give it to me.
And you don't have to answer this.
Yeah.
You were in House Party.
Yeah.
You were the only white guy besides Mark Cuban.
Yeah, dude.
In House Party.
Yeah. Cuban's not white either, though, by the way.
So there you go. Yeah. So we're talking pure Aryan warrior. You're the only one in House Party.
I'm the only
one,
dude. I'm the only white guy in Beef in that TV show. I did that show. I did
Yeah, that was like a serious role. John was actually complimenting you before you came over.
Thank you, dude. I'm the only white. Hollywood has adorned me as...
You're it.
If it's a minority-heavy film...
Well, let Santino in.
Well, you know, like the old running joke of they're like, oh, and then we got to just put a black guy in there. Or just put an Asian guy in there. Just put a fucking white guy in there.
I hope you become the white guy that dies first.
I want that. That's, to me, the most fun. What was the question about House Party, though?
Well, House Party didn't do well.
No. I mean, I don't know, but I assume not.
It didn't do well. You know, we've all been on stuff that doesn't do well.
Most of the shit.
Was there a moment where you're making it where you go like, this ain't up?
Oh, dude, where I thought it was going to be bad?
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem with that inherently. Like when...
And I know a lot of hard work went in. There's like a ton of crew, dude, writers, all that stuff.
No. The truth really is, when you do such a small cameo role, and like, I'll toot my horn, I think I killed it in that scene that I did. I think it was funny.
Yeah.
Like the scene I got to do. But it's like, I shot two scenes or three scenes, but like... I didn't see any other. I don't know the rest of the movie.
Yeah, you don't know.
And I'm going to be honest, I didn't read the fucking script. I mean, they sent me what I'm going to do, and then you're like, yeah, I'll do that.
I haven't seen Schultz yet. I haven't seen. He's been on the road.
Yeah.
But last, I was watching the NFL playoffs, and they did a thing where the Snoop Dogg was promoting this new movie called Underdogs,
he's
a former player, and it's basically Little Giants meets Bad News Bears. Correct. Meets. The Keanu Reeves or Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
It's those three mixed together. Right. A successful guy gets in trouble, has to coach kids. They end up learning how to win by losing, all that shit.
Sure.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's like the trailer is bad. The trailer is so bad that I ran out to the living room to show Katie.
Yeah.
That I was like, you got
to
watch
this.
But Schultz popped up as one of the rival coaches. And that's the question where it's like, same question for you, where you're like, where you get that script, are you like, this fucking sucks.
No, see, that's the thing. When it's such a small cameo, like mine is so small and quick. I read my scenes. I'm like, what am I in? And then they send you the sides and you're like, okay, but I wouldn't read the whole script. I wouldn't read the whole script of a movie unless I'm in a substantial amount. If I'm popping into something, I'm not reading that fucking
thing. When I first got on Billions, I'd read every
character.
I wasn't in the episode, I'd be like, I gotta read the script. I gotta know what's going on. And then by the end of season 7, I was like, yeah, I'll read my scene. Mm. Don't even know what's going on. One time I read one of the episodes, I was like, I didn't even know this person was working at Axe Capital. Like, there was like huge character changes where I was like, how the fuck did they get there?
I saw a clip of you that just popped up the other day about you, a foreign number, and it's your ex-girlfriend's number. And
where he yells at me. That was like the first scene I got to do with Damian Lewis.
I think that was on TikTok or something. I saw that pop up.
It was fucking, he yelled at me. He ripped that phone out and he told me, like, I'm gonna go hard. We like did a couple takes and he goes one where he's like, hey, I'm gonna like rip the phone out of your hand. I'm gonna like fuck shit up. And I was like, get it, dude.
Yeah, do it, dude.
Get it, Brody.
Yeah, do it, dude.
Ah, dude, get it, Homeland.
Yeah, I don't read stuff unless I'm in it. You know, like for me, I've only done, like, you know, easy plug, but I'm out here plugging this movie that comes out in March. And yeah, I read the fuck out of this movie because I'm in the whole movie.
What's the movie?
It's called Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah.
It's me, John Cena, Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah, you were in Australia filming that.
Yeah.
Jermaine Fowler,
yep. Me, Jermaine, and Zac Efron are best friends. We fuck shit up as kids.
How awesome is Jermaine?
The man, dude. He's love that guy. Everybody that worked on that movie was super chill. I mean, like
Jermaine sent me, Jermaine, and Michael Che have a wrestling group chat.
I think he told me about this.
And he was sending him pictures with him and Cena And we were like, fuck you. Like, he's like, ha, because Jermaine's very much like, ha, suck my dick. Look who I'm hanging out with. He's not like, isn't this cool? Jermaine's like, no, you guys fucking suck. Yeah. Look who I'm with.
That's how you know he's a real friend.
Yeah, I love him, dude.
No, it was cool. And it's three best friends that fucked up stuff as kids. And they have created a fake alibi, a guy named Ricky Stinicky, to like take the brunt of their falls and their lies.
Yeah.
And now they're all older. And the wives and girlfriends and family members are like, we'd like to meet this guy who's been your friend your whole life.
And it's Cena.
You've gone on trips for and blah, 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 and we get
Cena's so funny.
He's rad, dude. He's a great dude.
Peacemaker was fucking awesome.
He's cool, man. He's one of those guys that like he wants to touch all the bases and have as much fun as he can. Like,
yeah,
you can tell that you're like, oh, this dude just wants to have a great time.
I remember I forget who worked with him during Trainwreck, like Amy, obviously, but like I think it was Keith Robinson and Marina Franklin had that scene with Amy and Cena in the movie theater or whatever. Yeah. And immediately Keith was like, oh, stop it. I know you're going to fucking nerd out. And I was like, oh, how was it? How was he? Was he amazing? And then, by the way, I would go to SummerSlam and boo the shit out of John Cena.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
I go, John Cena sucks. John Cena sucks.
And he's doing this the whole time.
Dude, me and this. Da, 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 da. There was a SummerSlam where it was John Cena versus AJ Styles. And it was at Barclays, right? Uh-huh. And Sam Roberts got me tickets. And I was like nerding out. And the match is Cena versus AJ Styles. And this little boy, 8 years old, huge John Cena fan. The second I start going, John Cena sucks, you see him go like give that little kid displeasure face, you know? And then he'd go, John Cena. And I go, John Cena sucks. And it turns into him going, John Cena, like kind of towards at me. And I'm like, oh, this kid's getting into it. So I went full heel. And I was like, John Cena. I was like, get him, AJ. I was like yelling over. And Cena won the match. And this kid looked back at me so proud. Like, what's up, motherfucker?
Yeah. You know what's up, dude?
Yeah.
And run it, bitch.
Yeah. He's like, he did this to me. And I was like, all right. But just thinking some 8-year old was like, I was at a wrestling match and this fucking dickhead.
I punked this 65-year-old man behind me.
Oh, sure. I can't eat candy late at night, but I'm still fun. I'm still a fun guy.
He's a rad dude. They were honestly, I know that's like all these corny things that you see at Hollywood. People are like, we're all best friends. But everyone that worked on that legit was cool. There was no ego. There wasn't anybody who was.
And that's
like,
awesome because you're in fucking Australia.
It was rad, dude. William H. Macy was fucking.
Oh,
rad.
Hell yeah. Little Bill.
Yeah.
I'll always go to Boogie Nights references.
Dude, he's the man. He was cool. Like everybody was.
My wife's chill. Down there with an ass in her cock. And they kept that. Something sounded like it was about to
this
break.
This falls on me, we die.
Dude, that's
a good end
it.
Of the pod, though.
Yeah, and William H. Macy goes, shouldn't have brought up that rule, you smug prick. You fucking rule, dude. Thanks
Thank
for
you,
coming
dude.
By.
You rule, too. I appreciate it.
I always get geeked out when I was like, Santino's in town? Let's fucking go. Let's fucking do it. I'll never eat in your car.
Honestly, dude. I don't have you in my car, but you can't eat
it. You go, you know, you're going to get the chance.
This is going to fuck you up even more. You can't, no drinks in there either.
I'm a drink guy. I already got two drinks.
People are always like, no drink, no coffee. I'm like, nah, man.
What if you get parched?
Pull over and get something.
You're wild. That's the craziest way. We're ending the podcast on that. That's fucking bonkers bullshit.